But now that, you know, you're here, it is this time of the morning that we do speak to our regular guest, and it is a very happy new year, and welcome back to Barry Harrison.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Daz.
It's great to be here.
Great to see you.
See where I found myself, Baz and Daz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're a little bit out.
That's right.
I'm happy to take a step back. Baz from the YMCA, welcome back. And
Look, it's great to be here. Now, I tell you what, I've been listening since 6 o'clock this morning. I've heard it on the radio and I've witnessed it now too, listeners. So you've got two alpha radio personalities in this studio, both vying for sort of control. Cindy's behind the control panel.
She's got it.
And you can see Daz is just chomping at the bit. And he wants it. So there's this real sort of tension when you walk in this room.
I might let him panel on Saturdays if he's lucky.
I might let him.
Let's just go back a little bit because you guys are actually no stranger to one another. There's a backstory here, Daz.
Well, firstly, Barry and I, we met when I popped over and chatted to you guys.
That's right,
and talked
yes.
to you about getting on the sports show, which is the home stretch that we had for a period of time.
And what a great show that was.
It was a great show, and it was an enjoyable show, because the thing that I missed about not being in radio as much the last 12 months is being able to chat to people. You meet some great people, and we desperately tried to get you to come over and be part of the panel, but of course you live on the other side of the world, so it was a little bit hard to get you over. But to have you part of the show, you were part of the show, you weren't a guest, you were part of our show. So my young guy Jake and I quite often chat about how you made the show, so it was great being part of that. But then we came across a little...
We have.
Which is something kind of unusual, and I never got to ask you really how I come up in conversation. So just so people know, I'll let you tell the story, Baz, because we are kind of...
Family.
We're family. We are family.
So I'll
set it up first. I get a message one night from Baz, and he's saying, I think that my sister-in-law is related to you.
Yeah.
Like, what, this, how weird is this?
This is weird. Barry's
been drinking tonight.
Sorry, so what's so different from every other night?
Yeah, but anyway, Barry's drinking a little bit more tonight than usual. So then, just go on with the
So my sister-in-law, Lynn, who was married to my brother, she just messaged me one night and said, your friend Daz, and I think she might have said Darren Smith, but anyway, it's just Daz, I think he's my cousin. Can you find out, please?
Wow.
And I've gone, okay, a bit more information. Yeah. But anyway, so I've flicked through the message to Daz, and so I've got this three-way conversation, sort of getting information, asking questions from both Lynn and Daz, finding out it is. And it turns out that Daz and Lynn are cousins.
Wow.
Who haven't seen each other. Now, Lynn thinks she went to your house probably 20-odd years ago with my brother.
Wow. I reckon it'd be probably more than that. Country Practice was on, I think. That's going back further.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. I remember Lynn telling me, I think it was Lynn, not you, but that Country Practice was on and Molly died.
On that episode. Everyone knows that episode.
Absolutely. And so everyone was glued to the TV watching a Country Practice.
The fade out as her eyes closed. I still remember that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. But anyway, so, so long lost family.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Find My Family right now.
We
need some tissues.
Baz has done it.
So it was a matter of... I'm not sure exactly how it happened, and we'll have to, when we get together with Lynn, we'll have to talk about that.
Looking forward to it.
She found you and said, it looks like Darren, and can you find out, please? And then further Facebook stalking occurred, I believe, and from both sides, and
Wow.
It's a lovely story, and I'm looking forward to coming over to Altona and reintroducing.
Yeah,
saying hello again.
It'll be great. Lynn lives in Bendigo now, so it's probably a good spot to meet Altona.
Yeah,
because it is the centre of the world, apart from Casey.
Well, it really is a CBD in Melbourne, isn't
yes, it?
Yes, Altona.
Is.
That's great. Yeah.
Now, Baz, what's been happening? I mean, we're in 2018.
We are. I just want to get something clarified here. I'm a little confused.
If I can
be perfectly blunt, before we get into the great things that are happening at our centres is, and extra butter. What? Where does that come from? And what's it mean? And I tune in at 6 o'clock, because I'd heard the rumour.
Yes.
And it was a big rumour. It was sweeping Melbourne.
Yes.
That the name was changed.
Altona.
Sweeping Altona.
CBD.
That's right.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, geez, I better check out Extra Butter. Mm. Surely that wouldn't be right because I don't understand it.
Right.
So where's it come from?
Off you go, Dazza.
Well, I guess when you think of anything that you put a little extra on.
Yes.
Extra butter, extra salt, extra sugar. It's always that little bit more. So what the show's going to be about is just giving our listeners a little bit more than what they're used to. And it's a staple part of most breakfast diets.
I'm not going to lie to you.
A little bit of extra butter on the pancake.
Have some extra butter.
Extra butter. So we're just going to be giving a little bit more, a little bit extra than what people have expected.
Even more. How could it be even more? Well you're here, Daz. That's for a start.
Okay. Well, look, you're going to have to step up, Daz, too. We need more from you, Daz.
How many memberships do you want to give away?
Look, Diesel would be nice, but you know, he wasn't available.
Did Baz send through his request as a celebrity?
Well,
Altona
what
celebrity.
Would be? Let me ask you this, Baz.
if
you were having caterers cater anything you wanted at all, is there any extra butter or any extra anything that you would request?
Look, that's a great question. It'd probably be Coke Zero before the show.
Okay. Oh.
Carlton Draft. Definitely before and after the show, Daz.
During
the
like
show.
Like most of them do.
Yes.
And probably some nachos.
Some nachos?
Yeah.
Guacamole?
Oh, absolutely. Yum. No sour cream, though. Guacamole, no sour cream.
Okay, so there you go. There it is.
You note that down.
I'm noting that.
That might come in handy at some stage.
Well, we'll talk about that in weeks to come, won't we? Mm. A little bit of cooking.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh. Cindy, you cook.
That's exactly why we're going to be talking about cooking. There is not a chance that I cook. I can tell you. But what's cooking up at the YMCA this year?
Nice work.
Great segue there, Cindy.
Thank you very much, Buzz. And
hey, look, as people know, we manage six of the City of Casey facilities, Casey Race, Casey Arc, Dubton Pool in the Park, which are all aquatic facilities, and then Casey Stadium just out the back here, which is the brand new basketball netball centre, Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, which has a health club, two basketball courts, and 1,000-member gymnastics facility, and Berwick Leisure Centre, which is another 1,000-member gymnastics facility. So,
is there a pool at that you manage at Somerville?
Yes, there is. Yeah, that's YMCA Somerville. Yeah. That's not part of the City of Casey, but yes, I oversee that one as well.
Okay. Oh. My son and his girlfriend looking to maybe go and use facilities.
Oh, fantastic.
I've got to chat to you about some memberships.
Yep, no dramas at all. Absolute pleasure. And Tony Jackson, who came in once on a Saturday.
Ah, yes.
Yes, and you met him, Cindy. He's the manager of YMCA
he's
Somerville.
He's lovely.
Yeah. What do you mean he's lovely? We're all lovely, Cindy.
Everyone is lovely. I will say, and especially at 5:30 in the morning, I just have to say four mornings a week when I'm there at 5:30 in the morning, Baz, your staff are incredible.
Yeah, so we've got, I agree, sorry, our staff are incredible. I better not dismiss that, better.
No.
Because they are great, and I must admit, one of the great things about the YMCA is the passion that people do bring to the organisation and the industry. Mm. But it's the middle of, it's January, it's the summer season, we have some hot days, and Saturday we saw that, didn't we?
Didn't we?
We actually had a lockout at Casey Race, where it was one in, one out scenario, so, you know, it was so popular, we couldn't, from a safety perspective, we can't allow any more people in the facility, but we had drinks of water, and we were giving those out to the people who were lining up, so hopefully there wasn't too long a wait, and, they didn't suffer too much in the heat there before they got inside.
Wow.
But all through January, we've got a lot of different activities happening at Casey Race, Casey Arc, and Doveton Pool in the Park. Now, the exciting thing about Doveton is, for the first time ever, I think, is we're offering use of the slide for just your admittance price.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's always been extra at Doveton, and we said, well, it's included at Race in the admission price, so let's just include it. Let's allow more people to enjoy this great facility. It is a seasonal facility. So come along, and if you pay your price to get in the pool, you can use the slide as well. So, that's great.
Can I just backtrack a little bit about the water?
Yep.
The interesting point about that, and I know you touched on it, which is a very important thing, of course, but we should really make sure we highlight that, because if you go to a normal gym on a very, very hot day, apart from a little cooler that you might be able to get access to, no one's there looking after people's health as far as water is concerned. Now, they're in having a swim, but you're also making sure they're staying hydrated. So that's the level of care that YMCA go to versus a gym that's just about membership and you use the facilities, go for it. And they're great Look, I was at Snap, and Snap, a great facility up there on the Gold Coast that I went to, fantastic. But you're more about just a facility. You're more about looking after your members and your and the people who use the facility.
Oh, look, you're spot on, Daz. Mm. And Cindy, hopefully you've been seeing this, is the fact that we have someone there all the time to help you.
Yep.
If there is any issues, they're there to deal with them. And things like the people lining up, we want to make sure they're okay, so we give them the water, etc. We also are very conscious of our safety in the water, and we probably, compared to other operators, have more lifeguards on because we understand the what's at stake here, and it's more than just dollars at time. So we so we want to do that in our health clubs. What we like to call it is a concierge service. Now at Casey Arc, you would have seen the desk there at the front door as you enter. So, especially during busy times, we have someone there to be there, answer your questions, point you in the right direction, which group fitness class, if you've got an appointment, etc. That will be coming to Casey Ray's as well. So it is about customer service, is about looking after our members. We like to think we're full service, or we are full service, as compared to a Snap, which have absolutely a great place in the market, but it's not where we are.
Yeah. Interesting. It's really, really good. And Daz, you're going to have to find yourself on a treadmill again soon, because if you fall off the wagon...
Obviously.
Can I just say this, Cindy?
Yes.
Daz has two hopes of falling off the wagon.
Yep.
And that's Bob Hope and No Hope.
Right.
Okay.
Nice.
That's so, because I'm going to be dragging him in
to
Casey Race,
yep.
and I'm going to set the challenge to Daz to join up this week,
okay.
and I will organise it
yep.
to join up this week and get started, because I think, Daz, you know, you've been listening to us every morning, every Monday morning from the treadmill, and we can't let that go. So we're going to be doing that, and I think Casey Race is your local, will be your local.
Staying close by here so at the moment, so that'd be perfect for me, but
fantastic.
I don't know where I'll end up.
No.
When I settle back in again, but yes, it's become very much a part of my routine now, and I miss it because it's because of the trip and whatnot. I normally would be Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or might even ramp that up, but no, I couldn't think of anywhere else to be other than YMCA. So that's why I'll never chat to you. We'll talk about that.
We certainly will. But the great thing about the YMCA, even if you go a little bit further, like down to Somerville, towards Somerville, we'll get you a membership there. Over to Dandenong, we'll get you a membership there. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, great.
Well, this is bad luck. If you were thinking about slacking off, it's all done.
No, thinking about it. Well, maybe I was.
No extra butter for you, Daz.
But we've got some great activities too occurring over this January period, because we don't have swim lessons. And so what we do is really activate our water space.
Mm-hmm.
And this week at Casey Race, as he grabs his piece of paper because he can't remember, is we've got sensory play and inflatable. So it's really, this is really for the young ones to come along, try some things and get confident in the water. But on Saturday, we've got a family fun day, which I think is going to be an amazing day. I'm not sure of the weather forecast. I haven't checked that far ahead yet. But it's we've got live entertainers, a beach party, the water slides are there. We've got our inflatables. So lots of different activities on Saturday. So come along, family fun day, and I'll make sure you get a special deal to get in.
Perfect day for it as well. 23 degrees on Saturday.
Fantastic.
So just a great day.
So can I just talk about the temperature?
Please.
Like, Saturday was really, really hot. We know that. And it's great to go to and be in and around water on those hot days. But you know, the better days are around the 23, 20 to 25.
Yep.
And by the way, 78 degrees Fahrenheit is 25.55
degrees Celsius. For Beyonce?
He's good.
Yeah.
He's not bad at all.
She's pretty hot, though, so apparently. Isn't that right, Daz?
Never. Well, not a major fan.
Beyonce?
He's
right.
pretty,
no. No, so he's all over Ralph. I heard him squeal like a girl yesterday. Richard Clapton.
Anyway, so I really think it's better because there's not so many crowds. You get more water space. It's not as probably as uncomfortable because of all of the heat. I like to be in air-conditioned, cool environments in those hot days. But come down to the pool on those cooler days. Lots of activities. Mums, dads, bring the kids down because there is stuff to do. Have some fun. Now, at Casey Arc, we've got the Wibbit.
Yes.
The Wibbit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you? You would have seen it set up last week.
I have seen it set up. So the pool's been kind of chopped in half. So,
it has.
Yeah, and the Wibbit is an inflatable kind of obstacle course.
That's a good way of putting it.
That looks like so much fun if you're not a middle-aged woman. Just like that. I reckon I put my hip out on that thing, something would happen.
But so head down to Casey Ark, and that's there all this week, once again.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Yeah, Daz, you should get down there and check that out.
I might go down there straight after the show.
Have a turn.
So, yeah, have a go on the Wibbit. It will also make appearances at Dubton Pool in the Park and at Casey Race as well. And this is really leading edge. There aren't too many of these around. It's taking those inflatables to the next level. Yeah, get down, enjoy, and don't wait for those really hot days. Get down. Mm. Like today, I think it's going to 23 or 20, 22, somewhere around that.
Right. Yeah.
Get down today and tomorrow and enjoy that bit more space, and you get more opportunity to participate.
If the kids are at home, take them out. You wear them out in the pool. They're exhausted. They'll sleep all night. It'll be amazing.
Isn't that amazing with water? It really exhausts you. You have to have a sleep when you go home.
Invigorates.
Yes.
I think YMCA, I don't know, Cindy's going to wind me up here because you're looking at your watch, but it's it's almost a very well-kept secret, your centres. For the people that haven't been there, you don't know what you're missing out on. Please go and check it out because, as Molly would say, do yourself a favour.
Absolutely.
Because you are missing out on terrific, first-class, world-class facilities right here on your doorstep.
Exactly right. I can't help but agree. So definitely.
Fantastic.
And very well run too, of course.
Baz and Daz, this is going to be fun. We're going to do this every week at the same time. Thank you so much for joining us this
absolute
morning.
Pleasure. It's great to be here. Thanks, guys, for keeping me on for
always
this year.
Going we're going to keep him. What do you reckon, Daz?
We'll keep him.
He'll like the name, I can tell you. Next week, we'll have you back again. 23 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. It is Extra Butter with Cindy and Daz. We're going to take a break.